It's all a little confusing here at the moment at the Queen's Head here in Tebworth, because bearing in mind the people we've just been speaking to, John Major has just placed his head up Kate Robbins' skirt, but that's not quite the way it seems, because Kate Robbins is his mum, and the little boy John, who was doing the impression of John Major, is just like, yes, go on son, you go for it. Now, one of the things we haven't talked about yet is if you're a youngster living in a village, you might think that there is very little to do, but here in Tebworth, they've arranged to have the use of the village hall on Friday evenings. Now, I went along last Friday to take a look at what is on offer and to have a bit of a chat with some of the young people of Tebworth. It's about 7 o'clock Friday evening, and quite a chilly evening, actually, but I'm in the Childgrave Memorial Hall. I'm with you, actually, Friday night, and you work with the kids, you and your wife.
Yes, that's right. Every Friday, gluttons for punishment. We're here promptly at 6 o'clock to get the youth club up and running. Initially for the 5 to 10 year olds, between sort of 6 and 7, and then from sort of 7 to 9:30, the older group come in.
So it's a long old evening for you and your wife.
Yes it is, but you know, someone has to do it, and we would have wanted a chosen few.
Well, you know, you say somebody has to do it, but obviously you must have had, well, not necessarily a mission in life as it were, but you had strong feelings that something like this should be available in the village.
Yes, initially the club was started from a letter that was sent into the village magazine stating there was nothing for the youngsters, which was quite right at the time. There was little or nothing going on. And so we started a youth club. To start with, it was for the older group. This was quite successful, and we also had many people from the younger group, or younger children, wanting to come along, so the younger group was formed.
Now, you often find when you go around and talk to youngsters, not even in villages, but in towns and cities as well, when you ask them what it's like living there, they say it's awful because there's nothing to do. And then you go on and ask them, well, what would you like to do? And I often find that they actually can't tell you. So when you actually came to start this, how did you decide to go ahead?
Well, initially it was to try to find somewhere where we could set up, hence the village hall, and then to try and find something that would keep the youngsters occupied. I think we started round about a February time, so it was quite dark. Got a few sort of snooker tables, table tennis tables, and from that it grew, really.
So you got computers here as well?
Yes, that was a good idea of my son's, because the idea of the computers is they can play games, whether it be sort of sunny or even running off tipping down with rain. And that appeals to all ages.
It certainly does. I mean, you know, it's not my memory of a youth club to have sort of... It's obvious that it's highly successful. Now, tell me a little bit about the older age range you'll be coming in a little later.
The older age are from sort of 10 to 16, 17. Most of them are sort of friends of each other that come along. Occasionally they introduce other children. They tend to sit in clusters of sort of 5 or 6. They tend to quite like the computers and, of course, the snooker.
How many of them are there?
I would say on average it's about 15 a week. Summertime it's a bit more.
Sorry to butt in, but I mean that's really quite successful in a village of this size, although it takes in Childgrave, Tebworth and one other, doesn't it?
We do get a few from Tonnington, although some do travel, we've had some sort of travel 15, 20 miles to come along.
Well, that's really good and very encouraging, because all we seem to see on the radio, hear on the radio, see on the TV, is that, you know, young people, particularly in small villages and towns, are getting up to no good. Now, what you're doing obviously helps to get them off the streets, as it were, if that's the right phrase. Before you started this project, was there much of a problem in the village as far as young people were concerned?
I wouldn't say it was a great problem. I think we've been very lucky here, that most of the children and youngsters, and the problem of always is boredom. Apart from the green out there to have a game of football on, or cricket, there's nothing for them to do. They're isolated in the fact that there's little or no bus service. Most of their friends probably live in other villages, so they depend upon the parents sort of ferrying them around. And it's probably boredom that causes problems for the youngsters.
But of course, what you're doing helps to relieve that boredom. Oh, I don't know whether coming quietly, she says.
Now here they come, yeah.
Apart from the activities that go on here, have you been able to spread your wings and sort of go on trips or anything like that yet, or is that something that's planned for the future?
Well, we've done various trips. I can think of a few years ago we had the canal trip where we hired a canal boat and went away down towards Hemel Hempstead Watford area on the canal. Yours truly was skipper, and fortunately I brought 10 took 10 out and counted 10 back. So in that respect, it was successful. We seem to go through phases. We often go into the zap zone at either Bedford or Bowling Alley there or at Dunstable. So that tends to go on sort of every couple of months. In fact, our next venture is next month, prior to Christmas.
Well, that's a good idea, actually, isn't it? Because, you know, if I'm not the father of children of that age range, but if I was, I've seen some of these leisure-type places. I'd be really quite worried about my kids going there on their own. But they're actually going there, not chaperoned, but going there with an adult, a responsible adult that they know. So that's a good idea.
Well, that's right. I tend to sort of mix in and get involved in the games, especially the shooting and the bowling as well. And yes, we have a good, it's good fun. It's pretty, we couldn't do it more often, but we are sort of restricted with money and, of course, time.
I was asking about money. I mean, who actually funds what you do here?
Most of the funding is sort of what we sort of generate ourselves, i.e. the subs. As you can see by a tuck shop there, that's quite popular, although most of the drinks and food is sort of purchased and sold at cost price. But generally, the children themselves will make a contribution.
But then that's no bad thing, is it, really? Because I guess that if they're actually contributing and helping to raise the money for it, then there's bound to be more of a sense of responsibility for what they're actually doing and for their surroundings.
Yeah, definitely. They take more interest if they've got to pay a little bit rather than nothing at all.
Steve, thanks very much indeed.